Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West. My sincerest apologies for the lateness of this reflection for the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany. My telephone with all my contacts, it crashed, and that's the one I did my recordings on, so I wasn't able to record last week. And of course, I'm using another system. However, those people to whom I would have sent reflections in the past, I'm not able to do so because I don't have your numbers anymore. If you know anybody who used to receive it, ask them to send me a WhatsApp message so I can get their numbers so that they can get their reflections. My sincerest apologies. And today we will do the reflection for last Sunday, the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany. The readings for last Sunday would have been Isaiah chapter 40, verses 21 to 31, Psalm 147, Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 16 to 23, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 29 to 39. Let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise Him. The Lord is here and we will worship Him. The Lord is here and we will trust Him. The Lord is here and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. His name is Almighty, and He is the Lord. His name is Creator, and He makes all things new. His name is Sustainer, and He holds us in the palm of His hand. His name is Savior, and He died in our place. His name is Forgiveness, and He can be trusted to heal and to bless. His name is Holy. He is the one that we have come to worship. His name means He is worthy to receive all we have and all we are, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, we are here preparing ourselves to worship You as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We know that no words we use will be worthy of You. No song we sing will truly declare Your praise. No prayer we offer will ever reach the height of Your throne, unless it is touched, moved, and empowered by Your Holy Spirit. Lord, in the silence, open our hearts, our minds and our lives to Your loving presence. Now, Lord, go with us, receive our thanksgiving, and fulfill our praises with Your glory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee.
From His shoulder.
Let us pray. Set us free, O God, from the bondage of our sins, and give us the liberty of that abundant life which you have made known to us in your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be your faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, The Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord. A study of the Old Testament reveals that the Lord would equip those who had a special task to perform. They were usually anointed and therefore set apart for the task and received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Prophets, priests, and kings were usually anointed and set apart. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1, we read, Saul took a vial of oil and poured it on Saul's head and kissed him and said, The Lord has anointed you ruler over his people Israel. You shall reign over the people of the Lord, and you shall save them from the hand of their enemies all around. Now this shall be the sign to you that the Lord has anointed you ruler over his heritage. So, by Samuel's anointing, Saul received the gift of the Spirit of God to guide him and direct him in his task. When David was still a boy, the prophet Samuel was sent to anoint him king over Israel. When Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the presence of his brothers, the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him from that day forward. 1 Samuel 16, verse 13. The Spirit would be David's constant companion, giving him the authority, skill, and ability to rule over God's people on God's behalf. The Spirit enabled those chosen by God to do the tasks that God set out for them. In Isaiah 61, verses 1 to 4, the Lord has anointed the speaker with the Spirit to enable him to carry out all the tasks that God desired him to do. These included the actions of bringing, binding up, proclaiming, releasing, comforting, providing, and giving. The beneficiaries of these actions are the poor, the powerless, the oppressed, and the marginalized. The year of the Lord's favor is the year of Jubilee, Leviticus 25, verse 10 and following, which occurs every 50 years. A year when debts were cancelled, slaves were freed, and all the land that had been sold reverted to its original ancestry line of ownership. The servant in Isaiah had a task of restoration and hope to do for God. Jesus, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, received the Spirit of God at his baptism. Luke records that when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the bodily form of a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. I am with you, I am well pleased." Luke chapter 3, verses 21 and 22. After his period of temptation in the wilderness, where he was tempted and directed by the Holy Spirit, Jesus, with the power of the Holy Spirit, returned to Galilee. At the synagogue in Nazareth on the Sabbath, Jesus stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim relief to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Luke chapter 4, verses 10b to 19. Jesus set out the task that he had been called to undertake for the Father, the task that his disciples, those who he would choose to follow him, will also carry out in every age and every place where they will be sent or found. Jesus set the standards for those who would follow him. He gave those who were emotionally and spiritually poor the good news of God's salvation in love. To those who were materially poor, he gave the good news that they should not worry about what they will eat or what they will drink or what they will wear. Your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Jesus proclaimed release for all who were captive by sin, and as a result, captive to death, eternal death. He gave all an example of godly living, invited all to have a father-child relationship with the Creator God, and died that we might be forgiven. The writer of the Epistle to the Hebrews affirms, "But when Christ has offered for all time a single sacrifice for sin, he sat down at the right hand of God." Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12. Jesus not only opened the eyes of the physically blind, he opened the eyes of the spiritually blind. Jesus would say to Nicodemus, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things?" John chapter 3, verse 10. And he goes on to explain to Nicodemus that, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. John chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. To those oppressed by the law, Jesus gave freedom from the law, as he fulfilled the law and emphasized the two great commandments: love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Jesus ensured that all who would follow him would have the gift of the Holy Spirit. He says to his disciples, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and will declare to you the things that are to come." John 16, verse 13. Jesus, before he ascended to the Father, instructed his disciples to wait for the promise of the Father. He promised that they would be baptized with the Holy Spirit, Acts chapter 1, verse 5, and that they will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. The disciples of Christ received the Holy Spirit to enable them to do the task that God has set before them in every place and in every age. In our time, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit when we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. St. Paul reminds Timothy that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. All the ingredients we need today to be faithful disciples of Christ. We have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit that Jesus possessed. This Holy Spirit has endowed us with gifts to enable us to carry out our ministry in the world. If we allow ourselves to be guided by the Holy Spirit, we will demonstrate in our everyday interactions the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5:22. Virtues that will certainly change our life and our approach to people, our approach to circumstances. We've been called, equipped, and placed in God's vineyard to do our task for God, that is, to make disciples of all nations. The question is, are we about our Heavenly Father's business? Are we approaching our task with the passion, dedication, and zeal of John the Baptist, who identified himself with the task for God? When John was asked, "Who are you?" he replied, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.'" Pray that we can with certainty identify ourselves by, "I am making disciples for Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit." Amen. Let us pray. O God of peace, you have taught us that in returning and rest we shall be saved, and in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. By the might of the Spirit, lift us, we pray, to your presence, where we may be still and know that you are God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Bless us in all we think and do, seeking to know the light of your truth and to taste and experience your love. The world is too much with us. Help us to get nearer to you and to the things and thoughts that die not evermore. You have promised that you will hear and answer the prayer of your children in their needs. Save us from ourselves at all times, O our God, and keep us in your kingdom. Amen. O Lord God, in whom we live and move and have our being, open our eyes that we may behold your fatherly presence with us. Draw our hearts to you with the power of your love. Teach us to be anxious for nothing, and when we have done what you have given us to do, help us, O God, our Savior, to leave the issue to your wisdom. Take from us all doubt and mistrust. Lift our hearts up to you in heaven, and make us to know all things are possible to us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. And as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of doing we do your will through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may God be above you to protect you, before you to guide you, beneath you to support you, within you to give you his peace, this day and forevermore. Amen. And we apologize for all the missteps during the recording. We're using a new system. And we pray that you will continue to observe the regulations and be safe.